The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or the Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to Chatter Matters.
This is the third episode of season three, guys.
Yeah, and today we have a very special guest. Her name is Irene, and she works with child and youth care and does other things that you'll find out about. Please welcome Irene.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Yes. Of course. So, yeah, today, guys, we're switching up the vibe a little bit. We're not with any creatives today. Today, we're going to be, you know, turning the pages and talking about children and youth workers.
Because we've been talking about, like, where we want our show to go. And we've been kind of saying that, like, we love arts people. Like, we love arts people. But we want to do more, like, different types. Like, people that work with kids or athletes or scientists.
Like, we just want to know who else is out there than just creative people. Yeah. Not that you guys aren't creative. But just a different type of people.
Yes, exactly. So can you, like, tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. I'm in CYC. I'm in child and youth care, and I mainly work with children and youth. Right now I am interning. I'm doing a placement at a school, but with an organization called Big Brother Big Sister. So I do one-on-one mentoring with kids. And I basically just talk to them one-on-one. It's more for helping them with, a lot of them, they're going through different, challenges in their life, or they can just use another, supportive, mentor to talk to. So I'm kind of that person for them. And, yeah, I just do, 1 hour sessions with them. We hang out. We talk. It's chill.
Okay.
That's so nice.
What drew you to, want to work with children and, kids and stuff like that?
I've always liked working with kids. I've done summer camps and stuff like that, and I also taught drama last year for I think 3 semesters, so that was fun. And I don't know, I've always liked it and they like me, so that's good.
Do you want to go into it in the future? Kind of what's your dream job? Do you want to be a teacher or?
The thing is, teaching is a lot though.
Yes.
Now that I've done camp counseling, I've done, teaching drama, it's a lot. And now that I'm at a school, it's just surrounded by the teacher and school staff environment. I'm do I want to be a teacher? I don't know. It takes a lot of patience. So I'm I do like teaching though, but maybe an extracurricular or something.
Okay. It's good that you're thinking about that now, because I always hear that it takes a certain type of person to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And there's so many teachers out there that
should not be teachers.
For sure.
Oh my gosh. No, I definitely
So it's good
agree.
That now you're getting that experience to know whether or not this is what you want to do. So I think that's actually great.
Everyone who goes into teaching needs to do camper stuff before. Yeah. Because like you said, there's so many teachers that are just so mean to kids and don't like kids. And it's why are you here?
They should not be teaching.
I've definitely had those. And it's just it's so shitty. Because I feel why are you here? It's why are you working with kids if you're not passionate about it, if you're not here for the right reasons type of thing?
Exactly.
Some people, you can tell that they're just here for a paycheck, so.
Yes.
And that's what most of them are. It's just, teaching is something that, you need teachers in the world.
And
I feel there should be some type of, test or, something that they have to do to be, you should be a teacher.
Because good teachers can really, change people's lives. But, bad teachers.
Mind you, we have to go to school. This is literally, school sets us up for life.
Yeah.
So why do we have teachers that don't even want to
teach?
Mm-hmm.
That's your whole
help
job.
Us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they're, so strict and so hard on kids. I'm like, oh my God, it's not that deep. It's not that serious. Why are you screaming at a child? I feel like that's so, unnecessary.
So what drew you to this field? What is it about working with kids that you really enjoy?
I guess I just trying to make a positive difference in their life, I think. I know a lot of kids could really use that type of support, having a teacher or an older mentor or someone that they can, talk to and just be there for them. And it really just, I think teaching and or not even just teaching, but in the child and youth care field, a lot of that really shapes their life. Because, from child development, when you're young, as you grow up, you're in school a lot and you're in these types of environments a lot.
Yeah. So based off of your experience and what you've done so far, what was the most challenging thing you've experienced so far?
Maybe like working at a summer camp.
Oh my gosh, yes. I forgot a summer camp. It was awful.
Summer camp. Yeah, I worked at a cooking camp.
That's so fun.
My third year doing cooking camp, and it's fun. Like, we cook a new thing every day, new recipe every day.
How old are the kids that you're kind of doing it with?
They're 6 to 12, so it's kind of a wide age range. Yeah. But, like, we get different kids, like, each week.
Okay.
So it just depends on the week. Some weeks are a little bit better than others. Like, sometimes we'll have really challenging moments. If, like, a kid has any, like, sort of, like, anger issues or things like that, it's hard to, like, control or, like, there's just a lot that happens. Like, we had a kid, he had some, like, anger challenges, and one time he literally just like left through the door, ran outside, like outside the fence, outside the parking lot, started running down the street. It was me and two other counselors that had to chase him down. I'm not even that fast. Like, he's a runner, he's a track star, and I'm not. So I was like running for my life, and then thank God my other counselor came and like got him because I was not fast enough. And it was very stressful because there were cars coming, and I was like, oh my God, he literally could have gotten hit by a car.
He just booked it.
He just booked it.
Was he trying to go home or something?
He wanted to leave, and I was like, you have to stay. Like, you have, like, an hour left or something. Mm-hmm. Like, just deal with it. Like, your parents will be here soon.
When I was working at a summer camp, it's just, like, they scream and run all the time. Like, imagine, like, it's just so shocking how much energy they have because I wish I had the energy.
Yeah.
Like, I wish. But they have energy that I'm like, how do you even have that? Mm-hmm. Like, how is that possible?
For sure.
If you were a teacher, what age would you want to, like...
High school, for sure.
Same.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't like kids like
I can't,
that.
No. After being, like, in a summer camp, no, thank you.
Oh, it's a lot. It's really a lot. Yeah. It really drains you. Like, I go home, and I'm like, no one talk to me, no one speak to me, no one breathe, no one look at me.
What's your, like, preferred age group?
Ooh, I don't know. Like, I like high school, I think, but, like, I also haven't worked with, like, high school kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I've been, like, I don't know. Like, I think the middle ground, like... 10, 9, maybe something like that. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Or up. Like, I feel like when you're, like, kind of maybe, like, grade 5 and up, you have a little bit more, like, sense, you know?
The funny thing is, too, I feel like a lot of these, like, middle schoolers are acting like high schoolers now, too. Yeah. Like, when I was at a summer camp, like, the 12-year-olds were, like, 14, or they acted as if they were 16. It was insane.
Oh, I hate that.
Like, why would they be showing up as a teacher wearing more makeup than me?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's
true. Like, more makeup. And then also talking about, like, boys and stuff like that. Like, I was working at a drama camp, and there was, like, these 12-year-olds. And because I was, like, the cool counselor or whatever, like, they were sharing everything with me. And it was like, I don't want to hear about who you're dating and, like, your hoes and stuff. Like, they would say that. Like, I don't want to hear that.
I had
that.
Kids be like, oh, and my ex-boyfriend. I'm like, you don't have an ex, sweetie.
They were talking about
you
the
You don't have an ex. You're nine. Don't have one.
But continuing on, you said you taught drama.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, drama another one of your passions and, like, what you like to do?
So, like, I previously went to an arts high school. I went to Rosedale.
Okay.
And that's where I did, like, most of my, like, learning in drama. I did drama production, so I do, like, acting, I do costumes, and then, like, you know, stuff like that, basically. I've always kind of loved it, and I still do, but I'm trying to, like, kind of do it on the side if I can. I'm just so busy, but...
Well, I guess now you do it with the improv club.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was, like, kind of, like, being one of the first members in that and, like, now running it and everything? Like, what was your journey with that?
It's great. I mean, I first joined, actually, when... back when, like, Michaela, Erwin, Helena, they were, like, the core... members, and, like, they created the improv club, basically. I went as a member at first, and then they hired me. I kind of forgot about the interview, but I came, and I was like, hey, and I don't know, they took me on, and it was great, honestly. I really loved working with them, and I loved, now it's my third year here in improv as VP of events, so I loved running it, and just, like,
and
the whole
so
process of improv and everything. I love that it's so, like, on the spot, spontaneous. Yeah. There's no, like, wrong answers. It's just, like, a fun, like, unserious vibe.
Even now, like, being, like, a part of it, like, I joined last year, and, like, being present, I think it's great. And if anyone listening is interested in improv,
you should join. Join us at improv.
But I think that comes to the end of getting to know you section. Yeah. It was so great to hear about all the child and youth care and all the crazy stories.
I love that you work with kids. I feel like we need more people who, like, are interested and truly passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly will not be doing that.
No.
But, like, props to you.
Great for you.
Yeah.
You got it.
I'm I'm just like, oh my God, what am I doing here? Like, I'd be saying the same stuff that teachers used to say to us.
Yeah.
Like, when we were kids, I'd be pulling the, I'll wait, and I just stand there.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. And I'm just like, oh my God, I sound like a teacher.
No, you literally become one of those teachers.
No, I'll literally pull all those things. I'm like, okay, I'm writing your name on the board.
Yes. But I think it's time to go to our next segment. Let's talk about it.
Yes. So, first, I want to start off with the Louvre heist.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, were you, like, supporting them, or did you
want them to... Oh, I was so supporting them. That's so whimsical. Oh, my gosh. Like, stealing from the Louvre in broad daylight on a Sunday while people are there?
Yeah.
Who does that?
At first, because my friend was telling me about it, at first I thought she was talking about a movie. Like, what do you mean someone stole from the Louvre?
I know.
Wait, so it was during daytime?
Yes.
Oh,
they dressed up as construction workers.
Yeah, I heard of that. People were doing, like, the costumes for Halloween, too.
That was so cool. Like, I can't believe that's how... It's like Indiana Jones IRL.
Like, that's so, like, low-key smart.
I know.
But my thing is, I was talking about this the other day. I'm like, so many people must have walked past them on the street and just thought, oh, they're just, you know, fixing something. Little did they know.
Yeah. They were I really hope that it's, like, a whimsical thing. Because I saw on TikTok some people saying that, like, they were probably hired and they were probably, like, not actually enjoying it. But I hope they enjoyed it. Like, I hope they had fun.
I hope, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see their mugshot photos?
Yes, but I can't tell if those are true or not.
I don't know.
Because apparently people are like, oh, they're so cute and now we're defending them. But I'm like, weren't y'all defending them anyway?
They're
like,
so hot.
I defend them.
I actually haven't seen their mugshots.
The photos, so if they're real... They're hot.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I was saying they look like they plotted this in like their frat house or something.
Yes.
Like in the middle of the night, they're probably like, yo, bro, let's go rob the Louvre. Like, that's definitely how it went down.
But I also heard that those photos were from like actual models and they weren't like the real people, which I can also see. Yeah. But I'm just hoping that they were hot and had fun.
But there's still, there was four of them, right? There's two other people out there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they are.
I hope they got away.
Seen them. Okay.
Yeah.
And I hope they send money back to their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that they're in, like, a, like, little romance now and they're, like, the only two to survive.
That's so cute.
Romance?
Yeah.
Well, they could be gay.
But, like, the romance is so random. But, yeah. I support...
Yeah, and then did you see the detective photos too?
No,
he looked like a like 1950s detective. He had like a fedora on and had this like huge scarf on. Like it's so funny. Like it has to be fake.
Imagine this is all like a publicity stunt for the movie.
Yeah, what or if for it is? The new movie coming up. Like, I saw it could have been a publicity stunt for, like...
Nah.
Yes, that's him.
Guys, let's be...
Wait, show me.
I haven't seen old. That.
Like, what is...
No, but he looks like
I'm low-key blind. I'm going to be for real.
That's so funny. Like, he's holding that umbrella. He has a scarf.
He has a whole fit going on.
Like, he's iconic.
Okay, guys. Like, okay,
it's everything
off.
About this I love. I'm so happy
it's
happened.
It's not real.
But also, it could not be real. Because, like, why do they look like that? What's happening?
No, like, why would you dress like that if you're going to do that?
But my thing is, the Louvre, one of the most, like, expensive type of things out there. You're telling me there was no type of security, nothing, no alarms?
I think they just, like, ignored it. They were just like, okay. But I'm like...
But they did it in 4 minutes, so maybe there was, but they, like, just were so...
But I feel like for something that's that, like... historical.
Yeah, there's no way someone just got up there with a ladder, broke a window, and took something.
That's not a movie.
Because anyone could have done
security.
That.
I feel like there's a security guard at, like, every certain, like, thing.
Yeah.
And the one that they broke into was, like, all gems and jewels.
Yeah.
You're telling me there was nobody there.
No, that's crazy. That's no, I feel like it's not real. I feel like it can't be real.
I saw this, reason, like, thing on TikTok that was saying it could have been a promotion for the Now You See Me 3 movie.
Oh. Well, but they made, like, a joke about that.
Yeah.
The cast of it.
Oh, did they actually?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm actually going to be so sad if this is a publicity stunt.
See, that's what I can't tell. But
I feel like it might be a publicity stunt.
But would they do that?
Yeah, I mean, because I would think there's more security there and, like, it's jewels, right? Like, wouldn't there be security?
I don't know, guys. I guess we'll find out.
Guys, guess what I did today?
What'd you do?
I went to the Imperial Pub for the very last time because it's closing. And I'm so upset that it's closing.
You know what? I think I've only been there twice.
I've never gone.
It's iconic. It's been open for like 80 years. My mm-hmm. dad was telling me, because I went with him today, that like he used to go like every weekend with his friends, and then like I used to go sometimes this year, and now it's closed. Isn't that so sad?
It's sad, but like, I feel like I need to go then. Sad.
I've never gone.
But yeah. even if you haven't gone, it's like a historical thing, right?
Right, yeah, for sure.
Because like not a lot of people go anymore.
Oh, that's so sad.
But it's history.
That's so sad.
Do you know what they're going to put in that?
I think like condos. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we don't need more condos.
They could have at least like updated it or something. I feel like we don't have like a lounge.
You couldn't have put a lounge.
Like,
because the Imperial's good, but it's all these like old people. No offense. Yeah, now.
That's true.
And it kind of looks like a little rundown. Like I feel like they could have just like updated.
They could have kept it, just made it nicer. Like I don't understand why they're doing that.
And then more people would come if they advertised it better.
Yes. Also, like it's so close to our place. Like if it was just like a little nicer and less old people,
people would definitely go. Yeah.
Yeah.
They should definitely like put it into something and market it for like university students. Because I feel like they definitely would get like a lot of foot traffic if they did.
Yeah, they should. And then make it like the university. And that's what it used to be. It used to be like a university bar. Like,
yeah, they
it
should was, still like, do that.
For Ryerson students. And that's why all these people went. Mm-hmm. But then they never left. And now it's just like old people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that is a wrap on Let's Talk About It. And to wrap up today's episode, as you guys know, we're going to play a game. And today we're going to be, again, being a little more physical. And we're going to be testing our drawing abilities and playing Pictionary.
Which I can't do at all.
No, I'm sure you can draw.
Oh, you say that now. You say that now.
We can all draw, right? It better be good.
All right, we have a random word generator, and up first is Zerain.
Okay, I'm gonna draw this. Okay. Okay, I hope this doesn't fail me now. Oh my god. Oh gosh, I'm so bad.
Oh, we can't.
Wait, sometimes you have to lift up your hand.
Wait, a person.
Hair?
Fur.
Uh-huh. Hair is close.
Ooh.
Haircut. Hairdresser. Hairdresser.
But what?
Hair cut. Hair trim.
Barber.
Yeah.
Wait.
There you go. Okay, mine's just so bad. I was like, I really thought I was going to pull up Picasso here. I did not.
Okay, we're ready for your second one.
Okay, I'll just think of one. Okay.
Rainbow.
No.
Hill. Igloo.
What?
Roller coaster.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Period.
Okay, 1-1. Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll rotate.
All right, let's switch.
Okay, guys. Nadia is picking now. Oh, wait, put the... Go up? Yeah.
Wait, I don't know what to do.
The word generator.
Okay, this is really hard.
Girl.
Yeah, I put hard version because
it was too easy. Nadia's going up now.
Okay, let's see it.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is really hard.
Okay. Friends. Oh, people. That was the TV show Friends.
You're close.
Love.
Oh,
like
Love
close.
Island.
No. You were
mates.
Close.
Roommates, people who are mating.
You were
lovers.
Close with your first guest,
friends?
But
best
there's...
friends.
Yes.
Period.
Nice. I don't know if I was allowed to talk during that, but
no, it's fine. Okay. It's fine.
Okay, next one. I know what this word is. Should I do it if it's hard? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, let's see her second drawing.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna be able to draw this, but I'm gonna try my best.
Wait. Okay. Do we need a hint?
No. We'll see when she does it.
I'll start. Wait. Like.
Half. Oh God! Why is there math?
I'm like blind. I can't find. Oh, a math classroom. A classroom.
Whiteboard.
The
Pythagorean theorem.
Math.
A clock. Close to math. What? Close to math. But it's not math.
It's not math. Science?
Yes.
Oh, it's science?
Yes.
You could draw like a
what would I draw for science?
Or like some
I got another bottle.
Girl.
I'm fully like, guessing because I can't even
doing,
see that, you guys.
Why is she drawing math?
I'm not wearing my glasses. I can't
I didn't even know how to draw science. I was like, do I draw the earth? Like, what?
I was
nice.
Fully guessing that because I can't.
Okay, let's switch.
So 2-1-1.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna lean like that.
Wait, so Zoraine has two? Should you guess both of them?
Yeah. Oh no, I guess one of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I did best friend, she didn't. Oh. Sorry. So 2-1.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's kind of hard. How would I have drawn sign? Oh, I guess
that little bottle, like a scientist guy, like some bubbles.
Okay, whatever. All I could think of was math.
Okay, I'm gonna draw this one. It's a little dumb. Okay, really? It's gonna be easy but hard to guess, I think.
Oh, okay.
Can you see?
Yeah, well, you can see.
Okay.
Hill.
A hill. I'm so blind. God, I wish we had a marker because I can barely see it.
Mole?
What am I looking at?
This is a hill.
A hill.
Oh.
A lump. Girl. A lump?
A bump. No. It is a hill. It's a hill.
Oh, it's a hill. A field. You're running down the hill. Actually, I
top of the hill?
No, I can't see that. That's a disclaimer for y'all.
Wait, give us
comment. It's just like, this is grass.
Grass, hill. The hills are alive. That one?
This is a flower.
Bush.
The garden.
This is...
What's on the top of a hill?
Don't worry about the hill. Just worry about bush, flower.
A field.
What do you find on the ground?
A flower.
No, this is a flower.
Is it in nature?
Bush. Grass. This is a flower. No, this is the grass. I'm pointing to this.
Okay. What else is there?
Animals? Okay, there's a hill?
Okay. Can I write words?
No. That's cheating. You have to pick.
But you can talk. Pictures.
Draw more.
There's not more I can draw. That's the thing.
It's not just hills?
Okay, I'm confused. So there's like a hill, and then there's grass and flowers and bushes.
You're running down the hill. You're in the countryside. Johnson, what? That's
what do you find in nature?
Trees?
Guys. Flowers, grass, leaves,
nature,
trees. What do you find in nature?
Sticks, rocks. Oh, Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
It's a rock, but I wrote Johnson. So you guys.
Rock. I get it.
Come on, guys.
You can have just drawn a rock.
Huh?
You can have drawn a rock.
But if I drew
a rock, I'd be like, okay, a rock.
Girl, if I do this blob, you would not have known what it was. I feel like
circle, stone, rock.
No, we got there eventually.
I feel like this is obvious.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
I was like, Johnson. Okay, that was good. I was like, is that a place?
Rock Johnson.
Rock Johnson. Who the fuck is Rock Johnson?
Come on, guys.
I thought it was a place. I was like, Johnson, where?
I should have put Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne.
My bad. Then I'd be like, okay.
Oh, you could have done the. No, that wouldn't work.
The or rock? It could be.
You should have done the. Circle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to get this very easy.
Fence.
So guess quickly.
Bunny.
Blobs.
Tires.
I'm blind as a... Oh, my God.
Headphones. Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's good. Okay. Yeah, you can see that. Yeah.
Okay. I personally think that I won the rock one.
Do you?
So I think we are tied.
Okay, fine. Okay. I think you guys are tied. We'll do one more.
Yay, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I have to draw it.
Yeah.
Whoever does it first, that, yeah.
Okay.
I'll just draw it here. Can you see it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to draw it in this box. Ready?
Yep.
I'm blind.
Your hands kind of
wait.
Are those trees, people, rats, mice, rice?
Okay.
Are those horns on people?
Are they bulls?
On people?
Animals?
Kind of.
Rams, bulls, goats.
They're tiny.
This is how. This is a person. Yep.
Period.
Yep. There you go.
There we go.
There you go. Good job.
I am the winner, guys.
All right. Good job, Mahalia, for winning.
Yeah. Thank you.
With 3 big points.
Four big points.
Right.
I had a disadvantage. I'm not wearing my glasses.
It sounds like an excuse to me, to be honest.
I legit am blind. I was like, marker, yes. Pen, can't see it.
No, you were literally just saying what we were saying. I'd be like, hill. And you'd be like, hill.
I literally was. No, I was going off of whatever you guys were saying.
That's so funny.
I was like, I can't see it. I can't see it.
But I think that is the wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you for having me.
We had a little hiccup, but it's okay. We appreciate that you were here.
Yeah, love learning about children and youth care.
Yes.
Had so much fun.
I had so much fun. This is so great.
See you on the next episode.
Yep.
Chatter Matters, new episodes every week.